You're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour. I'm news team correspondent KP Whaley, and joining me in or via phone with our social distance is Jessica Thomason. Jessica, of course, is the brains and the brawn behind many projects in town, including the Connect Beyond Festival and Echo Mountain Recording Studio. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Another project that, of course, I forgot to mention is the Asheville Music Professionals, or AMP. Jessica is the co-founder of that organization, nonprofit, dedicated to helping and advocacy for music professionals in town. And Jessica, let's just talk a little bit about how the music professionals are weathering the COVID-19 problem and how that's affecting musicians today.
Yeah, it's funny. I've said this before, where you know, the music industry is sometimes the canary in the coal mine with the economy, and that's one of the first things that I think we saw with this COVID-19 pandemic, is that, you know, we were the ones to sort of make the call immediately to stop what we were doing to help the pandemic to subside. And it's definitely affecting a lot of people. I mean, events are canceled, obviously, as we know, you know, with gatherings not to be more than 10 people. So there's a lot of people who are out of work right now. And so, and for a lot of artists, you know, it's, you're an independent contractor. So there's not a lot to, you know, sort of fall back on in that regard. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of artists, you know, missing a month of gigs, I mean, that's make or break for a lot of people.
Yeah. Not to mention the number of struggling and up and coming artists who also more than likely work in the service industry sector, which is also suffering.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the other part of it. It's like when you go to fall back on your day job, you know, and your day job is a restaurant or a bar, and now you're in a position where your secondary income along, you know, your primary income and your secondary income are now gone.
Yeah. So there's things that we can do. I know you have teamed up with Music Cares through a relationship that you have with AMP. Do you want to talk about how that kind of got started?
Yeah, so AMP has had a longstanding relationship with Music Cares, which is an incredible organization. That's they're an arm of the Recording Academy, and they do an incredible job of providing support to the music community 365 days a year. And we've had a relationship with them as we've done a health and wellness event every year in Asheville. And they've helped provide 200 custom earplugs for people in the music community. This last year, we did a mental health and music panel as part of that with some of the professionals from Music Cares, and then some other medical professionals from the Asheville area. And so we've already had a longstanding relationship, and I've continued to send people to them throughout the year that have needed help, covering their expenses from medical issues. And so I reached out to them when this happened, just to see how are the best ways that we could support them and support our, you know, the local community as well. And so we were able to, we've had some very generous donations from a couple people in town, like Don and Alexandra Clayton, and through our dear friend Jeff Knorr that passed away a couple of years ago. AMP had been putting together a scholarship fund in his name per his parents' request, and his parents reached out to me and asked if we could move those funds to help the local Asheville music community. And that was $5,000 right there.
Wonderful, yeah. And so you've created or Music Cares then has a fund specifically for our Asheville musicians then?
Yeah, so basically what I talked to them about is the funds that we've raised to be earmarked specifically for Asheville musicians. I do want to make clear that, you know, obviously while we've been able to raise some money, it's definitely not enough. to cover all of the people who are out of work that work in music. And so that certainly doesn't mean that no other funds are going to go to Asheville musicians. You know what I mean? They're going to continue, but it's, you know, for them, they're glad that we're helping to sort of raise funds to help support our own community. And then, you know, I'm just trying to raise funds in general for them as well too, because we all have friends across the country, you know, across the world that are going through this right now. So it's, you know, there's definitely something about that solidarity of sticking together. And I'm glad that we have such a thoughtful and generous group of people, you know, community here in Asheville that's willing to help one another out.
Yeah, it's incredible to see, actually, all of the things that have been popping up to help, from, you know, feeding kids who can't get meals in school to helping musicians and artists around the neighborhood. So thank you for doing what you're doing. How do people sort of plug into this effort? You're looking for more funds, so I'm assuming there's a way for somebody out there who's listening who can help in this situation to plug in.
Absolutely. So if you, probably the best way to do it right now is to go to imavl.com. So that's, IMAVL is a great organization that does live streaming. They have an office here. They're based out of Echo Mountain. And right now we're also creating a place to be like a hub for people to go to for all the live streaming concerts that are happening in the town, like people that are doing it themselves. There's some quarantine concerts going on right now. And there's a way to donate through PayPal, through IMEVL, which also in this time when we're all stuck inside, it's a great resource for all sorts of shows, either live or things that have previously been recorded.
Right.
And so you can go and donate through there. All of that money is going to go to Music Cares. And the other really cool thing about that is that they have these live streams on there. And so you can watch these bands that are playing. And you can also go and basically do a virtual tip the same way. Mm. So when you do your donation, you put the name of the band in the memo, and then IMAVL makes sure that all of those funds go to the band that just did the live stream.
Oh, that's wonderful. And
so that's a way to just get money directly into the pockets of that. And that's another thing that I recommend is that, you know, once we get this calendar up, that'll let you go and look and see, you know, where there'll be a hyperlink. You can just click on to the live streams that are going on around town. I highly encourage people to do that. And even if it's not necessarily through IMAVL, people are putting up their Venmo and their PayPal so that you can put money into the pockets of the local musicians directly.
Right. And so that's one way to help contribute and fund artists during this time. But what about the artists? How can they sort of plug in to possibly qualify for some of this funding?
So they just need to go to musiccares.org, and there is a specific page for COVID-19 relief. And they'll have to fill out some paperwork. You know, they're pretty quick in terms of getting your application process. I know they're inundated right now, but they're doing the best that they can. But you just have to fill that out. And basically, it's just like anything. You have to prove that you make some of your income from music. You don't have to make 100% of your income from music by any means. And they take all of that into consideration. But you do have to be able to just submit some information, some pay stubs or tax returns or that sort of thing to say, you know, I do make a portion of my income from the music industry in some form or fashion. And I want to point that out too, is like, yes, it is absolutely helping musicians. It's also helping other people who are behind the scenes as well. So if you're a front of house engineer or you're a lighting guy or, you know, any of those things, it's definitely there to help those people as well. And just, you know, not just the people that are standing on stage, but all the other people that are behind the scenes that make things happen too.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I, again, really want to thank you for the work that you're doing and activism around musicians. We love our musicians, and and during this crisis, hope to continue to, you know, keep wonderful and experimental and fun music for you listeners out there. Jessica, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
That's it for now. I will tell you that, you know, we are working on a number of other initiatives as well. I'm working with Kelly Cowbell from Make Noise. We're trying to put some, like, a online raffle or auction together for some gear and things like that for people so that we can continue to raise money. And, you know, we're also looking at ways that we can help to support visual artists as well because, you know, again, we're all in this together and you know, visual artists help to create some of the amazing merch that musicians are able to sell. And so, you know, we don't have answers for all of this, obviously. It's just sort of a trial and error right now. But, you know, I feel like it's better to do that. So I think, you know, it's just doing our best to stay positive and just keep an eye out for more things that are coming down the pike that are going to be helpful for everybody.
Great. Well, we hope to talk to you in the near future about those events then. Thanks so much, Jessica, for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks so much, KP.